This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nate Smith is part of our KSON Country Fest, March 22nd, Gallagher Square at Petco Park. Nate Smith, friend of the show, joining us now.
Nathaniel Smith.
What's up?
Nathaniel, when you were getting yelled at when you were a kid, did your mom go full out, like, first, middle, and last name when she yelled at you?
She absolutely did. How do you know?
Because I have a mom?
Yeah.
What? So when you were in trouble, Nathaniel Arthur Smith, what was it? What is it?
It was Nathaniel Dean. Arthur's great. I wish it was Arthur. It's Dean, but it's Nathaniel Dean Smith.
Okay.
Well, from now on, you can utilize Arthur, because that's what we make every country artist's middle name, male or female, that when they're getting yelled at, it's always Arthur in the middle.
My uncle uses Louise. He goes, Nathaniel Louise. I don't know what's worse, Arthur or Louise. Jeez. Merry Christmas to you guys.
Man, Merry Christmas back. We're stoked that you're coming back here, Gallagher Square, in March for our next KSON Country Fest.
Yeah.
But let's talk about this year. Nate, has this been the biggest year of your life?
Absolutely. Like, not even a question. There's, like, so many things that have happened that just absolutely blow my mind. And then ending this year on where we're at, it's incredible, man. There's so much to be thankful for this year.
I mean, every best of list I've seen this year regarding country music has your name on it, and I'm not even exaggerating.
We just found out, too, and you guys probably are aware, but World on Fire is the number one song for radio for the year. I had no idea.
Nate Smith is with us. And again, just to reiterate, it'd be a very short list of who's had a hotter or a bigger year than you, man. Knowing that you're a California kid, knowing the struggles that you had to even get your music played, I mean, what is going on this year? Clearly great product, but there's a lot of people with great products who have a lot of talent. Why do you think it was finally your turn?
Wow, that is a great question, man.
And heavy.
No, I don't really fully know. It's heavy too. Yeah, I mean, things just happen sometimes, you know. And I think a lot of it is, you know, I think it started with country radio. Country radio was like, look, dude, like, we're gonna give you a chance here and start playing your songs. And they took Whiskey on You all the way, multi week. And then it was like, we did World on Fire, and that, you know, that's the number one song of the year, and it went 10 weeks. Really, it's something that we could all be proud of because we did this together. So it's almost like what I would say is, like, look what we built as a team. And everything else has really trickled and stemmed from that. All these ripple things that you don't really think about that you guys are doing is literally changing the lives of so many people around me. So I think, and everybody knows that, you know, and I'm happy to share. And that's the thing. I'm happy to share and have everybody have a part of the success. I think that's a big part of it.
Well, it is a big part of it. And, you know, you get back what you give, you know, you're the recipient of that now. And when you have a song like that, that's the most played, that song will stay on radio stations. It'll be one of those always, nope, we can always play that one. We can always play that one. And that is what is so great about that, is that you won't go away for a very long time, Nate, because of that song.
Yeah, it means I have a job for a while.
Yes, exactly. We're talking with Nate Smith. Of course, he is coming to town for KSON's Country Fest March 22nd. Also, Justin Moore and Warren Zeiders.
Man, how about that lineup?
Yeah,
huh?
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Yeah. I've never met Warren. I'm looking forward to meeting him finally.
Nate, it's been so fun to watch you rise, and with that comes a lot of pressure on you, and you alluded to that on your social media. Well, you didn't allude to it. You flat out said it, you know, that it gets tough sometimes, and it's stuff that we struggle with too, because people don't realize the creative process, how taxing that is, number one, right? And then
totally. When
you're trying to come up with all this social media, do this, be fun, blah, blah, blah. And after a while, you're like, holy crap, because people think you're just on 24/7, and you can't be.
Yeah, it's really defeating at times, because you might be really excited about a song, and you're like, this song would touch people. I feel it in my heart and stuff, but for some crazy reason, the algorithm won't push it to the masses and stuff. So then you go, well, then dang it, maybe it's not that good. And you kind of get in your own head about your art, which is really, it's not a natural thing.
We're with Nate Smith. Nate, I want to ask you this, pal. I'm going to go ahead and be super, super shallow. You had arguably the biggest career in country this year as far as a male solo artist. One of the biggest, if not.
Wow.
I know, but it's true, pal. And congratulations. There's a lot of work involved in that. Man. But that also means, you know, you're getting to wet your beak a little bit now. So I want to know, I want to know something kind of crazy stupid that you bought with your new money.
Oh, I like that question.
I bought a house. I bought a house for peace and quiet, man. It's amazing. And I've got a studio I'm putting together next to it. So like when I start doing my writer's retreats, I'm gonna have people come out here. I've got plenty of room and it's on a bunch of acres and it's heaven. I never thought in a million years I'd get to own a home, man. And I've never owned a home. So this is a pretty big deal for me. I feel like I'm becoming a grown up and it's amazing, you know. Did I buy a Rolex? I mean, of course I did.
Yes. This is what I want to hear, man. Hey Nate, hang tight, man. We're gonna be back. Continue our conversation with KSON's Country Fest artist, Nate Smith. Get your tickets to KSON's Country Fest at KSON.com. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show, joined by KSON Country Fest artist, Nate Smith.
So, Nate, I'm picking up something. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm not seeing this the right way. But you mentioned that your first elaborate purchase, in your mind elaborate, was a house where you can have just you, peace and quiet. You also mentioned that you are now able to buy your own bus, just for you, one for your band. Are you a loner? Do you prefer to be just by yourself? Because you seem like a really social guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think the level of socialness that you have now as an artist is a lot more than you would in regular life. You're always around people and stuff. So I do seek that out. I've got an amazing girlfriend that I've been seeing for a little bit now, and she's the person I can be around all the time, and I'm never tired of her. And she's the same. For some reason, I don't drive her nuts. I don't know how that's possible, but I don't drive her nuts. But I do need alone time, man. I really do, and this is the perfect setup for that.
This is the first time you've talked about a girlfriend, and you're keeping a lot of that private, which is fine because that's your right, and it's clearly why you didn't respond to something I sent to you. I want to play something for you. Hopefully this comes through.
Earlier on San Diego's Morning Show.
You're kind of crushing on Nate Smith lately, aren't you? Is he your new crush?
No, I'm not crushing on him. I just really genuinely like him as a person. It's not age appropriate for me, thank you.
It's actually Nate's birthday tomorrow, and he'll be 39 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Now Pam's on board. She's buying a ticket for that ride.
Oh my God. It looks like she got bit by the Nate Smith love bug.
Right on, baby. Right on. I love how you own it.
Hey, you know, it's all right. It's all right, baby. We good.
I just truly, I thought you were only like 29. So that's why I'm like,
oh my God, no. Oh, heck no. Man, I've got gray in my beard. I got to use Just for Men now. You know, like. Old guy stuff.
I gotta use Just
stuff.
For Men. I love
oh,
it.
I do.
Hey, Nate, do you think it's better? Seriously, do you think it's better that all this is happening for you at 39 as opposed to, say, 29?
Oh, I would self-destruct. I would have self-destructed. And I wouldn't have had the same, like, I mean, I always cared about people, but, like, I always say this, I would have made it probably more about myself and about the cool factor of, I've got a record deal, ooh, I'm this and this. And I would have probably been a little more ego-y maybe at that age.
That totally makes sense, Nate, because you're in a much more, well, I mean, maturity, right? When they come at you when you're younger, that not that there's anything wrong with that, but people can have a tendency to, I don't want to say squander it, because clearly we know that can happen, but maybe not appreciate it as deeply as you do now.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of it. You know, I feel bad. Like for like, Bailey's my little brother. You know, I love him to pieces.
Bailey Zimmerman.
I don't envy what he's doing at his age. I feel for the guy. You know.
Yeah, I guess I do. I would think it would be super, super difficult to have a fear of not being washed up before you turn 25.
Or being used.
Right.
You know, I just read an interview with Bailey, and he was talking about that and the people that he's been getting advice at, because it does come fast and furious, and there's always people who want to hang on that and use them, and that's hard.
It really is. You know, people come out of the woodworks, you know, that you don't even talk to anymore, and you feel like you owe everybody something, and people that you don't even really talk to anymore. You know,
Nate, I mean, I'm glad that you had some time to chat with us today, and we really appreciate you doing that. We just can't wait for you to come here and be a part of Country Fest. And I promise I'm not some weird stalker. I think you know that by now.
Oh, my God.
If you have to say it. If you have to say it.
Oh, my God.
Shut up. They're trying to convince me. Hey, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid.
Welcome it.
Oh, my God.
Welcome. Buy a ticket to that ride is what he's trying to say.
He's got a girlfriend, which is something I'm married for.
Ticket to that ride. That was the quote of the century, by the way. Quote of the century.
Wow.
I can admire. There is nothing wrong with that at all.
Nate, I would say enjoy this, but we know that you are. More than anything, we know that you're not taking it for granted. So just very thrilled for you and your hard work. Our best to you in your new home, your first Christmas with your new girlfriend in your new home.
How great is that?
I mean, I just can't even imagine how you must be just bouncing off the walls, bro. But again, you've earned
it. Cloud nine.
No, nice.
I love
it. Nice.
I can't wait to see you guys down there. And I miss home and everything, obviously, a lot. And I'm looking forward to the weather.
March 22nd, Gallagher Square, right outside Petco Park, bro. You are going to love the venue. And you got Warren Ziders, who is just amazing. And, of course, our close pal, Justin Moore, as well. So get those tickets at KSON.com. Happy holidays, Nate.
Thanks for the love, guys. I love y'all.
Love you back.
Bye, sweetheart.